Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jamika. How may I assist?
Hi, good morning, ma'am. My name is Matthew T. I'm calling regarding to several charges you folks placed on me for the month of March that I could not understand what was charged about. On March 12th, there was a $4,097.97. Then there was a series after that, like March 12th, March 28th, March 29. And what is my account number, may I ask you?
Can you say it again for me, sir? Can you provide me with your zip code and I can go ahead and look up to see if we do service you on one of our products?
My zip code number is 92780. And my first name is Matthew, last name is Ting.
Thank you, Mr. Ting. And can you verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
It's 13201 Marshall Lane, City of Tustin.
Thank you so much. So it does look like back on March the 12th where you placed the order for our smart fitness tracker, our colored straps, and our premium wireless earbuds. So do you remember placing the order for our fitness watch, the mini AirPods, and some colored straps back on March the 12th where you paid $5.97 for the shipping and handling of the watch and the earbuds, and for the color straps, you pay $19.98.
Okay. What about March 28th?
Yes, sir. So if you did read the term, if you did read the terms and conditions, you were set up on a 14-day trial period. And if you didn't come back to cancel within those 14 days, you revealed the initiating price for that product. And that does look like that is what happened. You didn't call to cancel the 14-month trial period, basically to see if you liked the fitness watch and if you enjoyed the mini AirPods. So because you didn't call back to cancel, we did go ahead and charge you the initiating price for both of those products.
I only recognize the one on the March 12th that I placed, but not the March 28th or 29th.
Yes, sir. When you placed that first order, you were set up on a 14-day trial period. So from that first order that you did place where you only paid $5.97 for shipping and handling, if you did read the terms and conditions, you were going to be set up on a 14-day trial period. And if you didn't call back to cancel within the 14 days, you were charged for the initiating price for the watch and those mellow mini pods. So the mini pods, that was the charges for the mini pods and the watch, which was for $69.87, and the earbuds were $28.98.
Now, is that a done deal, or is they gonna, you guys gonna continue to charge me? I just wonder.
So it should, cause, well, with this specific order, you are set up on a monthly trial period. So as long as you're still on the monthly trial period, each month you'll get those products sent out, and each month you will be charged the initiating price for that product.
Well, how much would that be? Would you please tell me?
Each month you'll be charged $69, and each month you'll be charged $28. And each month
How do I stop that? I mean.
Yes, sir. So we don't want to lose you as a customer. What I can do is I can go ahead and offer you a 35% discount on our future shipments.
I cannot do that because I don't know how much you guys are going to keep on charging me. So is there any way I can cancel this order?
Yes, sir. I can go ahead because we don't want to lose you as a customer. And I do know that all the customers that call in within this next hour, we can go ahead and offer you a 50% discount on our future shipments.
I will not do that because I do not have any guarantee that you're not going to stop keep charging me every month. So I need to put a stop to this. I'm sorry. So I need to cancel this order. Ma'am?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. So what I can do for you today is we do understand that, you know, you do want to cancel with us. And I can go ahead and get you canceled out, okay?
Yes. I mean, I just want to cancel the order, and if you don't want to do that, it's easy for me. I can just call my bank and have them stop the payment. Very simple to do that, but I'd rather do it more politely with you.
Yes, sir. So we can cancel the order, but as far as the refunding the money, those are valid charges, so they will have to stick to the account. And we do win 99.9% of our disputes. So if you do file a dispute with your bank, all they're going to do is go ahead and give you that temporary credit. But once they call us and reach out to us, and we will let them know that you did set up on a 14-day trial period and it was in our terms and conditions, they're just going to take that money from out of your account.
Well, you can keep doing that. I'm sorry, but I'm going to change my credit card number totally. So there's no way you're going to charge me again. I'm sorry, but I think this seems to be a little.
I'm going to get you canceled out today, okay? So
yeah,
that
please.
You don't receive any more future shipments or charges.
Yes, that's what I want to do. If I'm interested in buying your product again, I will do that in the future, but not now.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and get you canceled out. Allow me one brief moment, okay?
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. So I did go ahead and get your account canceled out so that you won't receive any more future shipments or any more future charges. I do have your cancellation number if you do need it.
Yes, please give it to me.
Okay, that cancellation number is C as in cat, 79, B as in dog, 2, F as in Frank, 890, E as in Edward, E as in Edward.
I'm sorry, is it CSD289E?
No, it's 2, F as in Frank, 890, E as in Edward, and E as in Edward.
Okay, it's 2F890EE, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, I appreciate your help. Sorry for the bothering.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Well, you take care. You have a good day. Thank you.
You too. And thank you for calling customer support.